Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when you reach for your phone first thing in the morning? And then again while you're eating breakfast? Maybe even during a conversation with a friend? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world glued to screens, constantly scrolling, liking, and sharing. But today, we're diving into how Stoic principles can help us break free from social media addiction and reclaim our time, energy, and peace of mind. First things first, let's be real. Social media is designed to be addictive. It triggers dopamine hits with every notification, every like, every comment. But here's the catch. Those dopamine rushes are fleeting. They leave us craving more, creating a cycle that can feel impossible to break. Enter Stoicism, my friends. This ancient philosophy isn't about denying ourselves pleasure. It's about understanding its nature and finding true fulfillment in things that matter. Now, here are five key takeaways to help you detach from the digital hamster wheel. 1. Recognize your triggers. Stoics understood that our emotions often stem from our perceptions, not reality itself. What triggers your urge to scroll? Boredom? Loneliness? Stress? Identifying these triggers is the first step to consciously choosing a different response. Maybe instead of reaching for your phone, you take a walk, read a book, or connect with a loved one in person. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how time seems to melt away when you're scrolling through social media? That's because we're on autopilot, not truly present in the moment. Stoicism emphasizes living deliberately. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations of your body. This helps ground us in the present and break free from the incessant distractions of social media. 3. Focus on what you can control. Social media often bombards us with curated lives and unrealistic expectations, making it easy to compare ourselves to others and feel inadequate. But remember, you can only control your own actions and reactions. Choose to focus on your personal growth, your passions, and the things that bring you joy. 4. Set boundaries. Stoics believed in setting clear limits to protect our well-being. This applies perfectly to social media. Schedule specific times for checking it, turn off notifications when you're working or spending time with loved ones, and consider taking a digital detox every now and then. It's about reclaiming your time and attention. 5. Seek meaningful connection. Social media can sometimes feel like a shallow substitute for real human connection. Remember that true fulfillment comes from fostering genuine relationships in person. Make an effort to connect with friends and family, engage in meaningful conversations, and build communities based on shared values. Think about the last time you were scrolling through your feed and felt a wave of envy or comparison creep in. What happened next? Did you find yourself comparing your life to someone else's highlight reel? Maybe you even started to doubt your own accomplishments or feel inadequate? That, my friends, is social media playing tricks on your mind. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. When those negative comparisons arise, remember this. Their curated lives don't reflect reality. You're comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's carefully crafted highlight reel. Don't fall for the illusion. Choose instead to celebrate your own unique journey and focus on building a life filled with meaning and purpose. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you manage social media addiction and reclaim your time and energy. Remember, detaching isn't about deleting apps or becoming a Luddite. It's about being intentional with your digital consumption and using technology as a tool for connection and growth, not a distraction from real life. Ready to put these Stoic principles into practice? Start by identifying your triggers, setting some boundaries, and focusing on the things that truly matter. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a reminder to unplug and reconnect with what matters most. Until next time, stay detached, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.